the more accepting we are of ourselves, being with ourselves as we are, not how we think we ought to be or working on it. This is how I am in this moment. And there's a frequency that goes with that. And that's what is transferred to the other person. And with this frequency, it means, so you have connected with a part of you that we all have, but hardly anybody's in touch with. You've connected with this part where you can go neutral and allow something, and then, I don't know what this is, higher self, Akashic records, the source, the higher self of the other person, and you're giving them their words through you. Whatever it is, you've got out of the way enough to allow this information to come into you. But the information does not come in words. With some people, yeah, some people get pictures, some people get words, some people get smells. But I'm not talking about that. You see, if you get a word or a picture or a smell, that is a downgrade from the purity of the original message. The original message has no smell, has no color, has no shape. It's just pure whatever, consciousness. And then it comes, and the interpreter, if they're open enough, hears it as a word, sees it as a picture, smells it, has a color. And then, from there, they translate it into a vibration through words to connect with the other person. Now, the least judgment the person has who's transferring the message, the purer is the energy. The least stuff they have about themselves, the more pure is the energy. And I'm talking about energy more than words. And the purity comes from seeing and saying, yes, I see that, and I'm not going to support it. You can't change it. Suppressing it just builds it up. It's, I'm not going to support that. I'm not going to support that. I'm going to be so present in each moment that that is my priority. Not what I'm saying or doing. My priority is being here in this moment and allowing anything, allowing the thoughts, allowing the judgments, allowing everything, seeing it and not doing anything about it. And that, oh, I'm seeing an image of how they make distilled water. They boil the water till it goes into steam, and only the pure parts of the water goes into the steam. So when it condenses, it's as pure as can be. All the minerals have dropped out, all the contaminations have dropped out. It's pure. So this being aware, this being present, this being choiceless, purifies the moment, purifies the self, purifies the body, the mind, the emotions, purifies it. Until eventually there is only purity, which is the source, which means something else.